And this week, China, already the largest renewable energy producer in the world by far, announced that it has committed 2.5 trillion yuan, almost 300 billion pounds, clean, renewable power generation by 2020. This is huge.
It is huge, and it's and this commitment really marks a very positive start to 2070 for the global renewable energy sector, and in fact for stories like we just spoke about right now in actually getting things right. So a quick conversation for listeners' benefit, that a minimum 2.5 trillion yuan is 5 trillion rand, and we've got into the trillions in South Africa. The only thing we've seen is the nuclear deal, so it gives us a kind of perspective. Mm-hmm. And this will be invested in solar, wind, and hydro, and by the end of 2020, may even be more, given the fast reduction in the cost of these technologies every year. So what are the drivers for this? Well, they are the largest renewable energy generators in the world, so they know it works. They've seen the economics, and they've seen the improvement and the reduction in costs. They also know that the price of solar, it's dropped 40% since 2010, with the solar panel prices remaining on that aggressive downward trajectory as the technology becomes more efficient and as the sector gains more critical mass and achieves much-needed economies of scale, which commitments like this will obviously contribute to. Another major driver besides the very obviously compelling economics is that CO2 emissions in China, due to their really ridiculous amount of coal that they burn, is so intense and is so tangible to the Chinese that almost 3,000 people die every day from lung disease, cancer, or asthma, or other lung-related or respiratory disease. In fact, this month, Beijing, so bad, has launched a new police force called the Smog Police, whose job it is to crack down on polluters such as open-air barbecues, garbage incineration, biomass burning, and even dust from the roads. So their plan, 2 trillion rand on solar to 2020, will surely add to these economies of scale, as I mentioned, and will push the price down more. 1.4 trillion will be spent on wind energy, and another trillion on hydropower, and the rest on geothermal and even tidal power, which is very, very innovative. And wait for it, this investment will create more than 13 million jobs in the sector. So very interesting to see China fast becoming the green renewable energy revolutionaries of the world, while the next biggest polluter, as we know, the USA, is set to go backwards and regress under President-elect Trump's administration, who has vowed to not only make America great again, but to make fossil fuels great again as well.
Yeah, well, a scary thought as we hit the year running, Kevin. And looking forward, nice to have you back, first of all. Looking forward to our chat next Wednesday, same time.
Likewise, Ennis. You have a good year, my friend.
All righty. Kevin James from GCX Africa, regular guest on the show, talking climate change and sustainability every Wednesday.